Not necessarily 100% accurate, but legends accurately portray for us the people and the circumstances and the time. There are legends about the Chofetz Chaim, and there are legends about Richard Nixon. Neither of them may be true, but the legends are different. You get a different flavor from the legend regarding the person. This legend is a classic legend. It's called the legend of the four captives, of the Arba'a Shvuyim, four captives. And the legend is quoted by Rabbeinu Shmuel Gaon in his letter of history, and it is also quoted in the Sefer HaKabbalah by Rabbi Avraham Ibn Daud that I mentioned to you two or three weeks ago. And that legend is part and parcel of the people of Israel. And the legend goes as follows. At the end of the 8th century, or at the beginning of the 9th century, the yeshivas in Bovel faced a serious economic crisis, as yeshivas are wont to do. And they therefore had a meeting, and they adopted the time-honored formula of fundraising to send out collectors, to send from Babylonia people to go to their brethren in the exile and to collect money on behalf of the Babylonian yeshivas. But because the situation was so desperate, the usual collector whom they sent out was not the top echelon of the yeshiva. Here they sent the leading members of the Talmudic community, the leading Talmidei Chachamim, the heads of the yeshiva themselves. Three of the names are known to us. One man is Rabbeinu Chushiel, who was the father of Rabbeinu Chananel, whom I'll discuss with you this evening yet. And then there was a man called Rabbeinu Moshe, who was the father of Rabbeinu Chanoch, who also was a very famous Talmidei Chacham, a very famous Talmidei Chacham later. The third man was Rabbeinu Shmario Reb Elchanan, and the fourth man was anonymous, has remained anonymous. These four great rabbis set out together with their families. Their wives went with them because it was that kind of a trip. And they set out to collect money on behalf of the yeshivas in Bovel. The Mediterranean was a dangerous place. Aside from the winds and storms and the uncertain fate of ships, there abounded pirates. And the pirates not only looked for booty, they looked for people. People whom they could sell on the slave markets. Every person had a value as a slave. The Arabs especially were great slavers, as they remained throughout the centuries, and even today to a certain extent. And they, therefore, the pirates knew that if they could capture people, they would be able to make money. The pirates knew further that if they could capture Jews, they would certainly make money, because the Jewish communities would ransom them. The pirates knew even more that if they captured great Jews, they would get great ransom. And therefore, they were on the lookout. They had spies, informers that told them that, you know, this ship was sailing from this and this port, and that on the ship were these and these people. Now, the pirates got wind of the fact, this is all before they moved to Pittsburgh, the pirates got wind of the fact that they, on this ship were four great rabbis, and therefore 2 or 3 days out of port, the ship was attacked by the pirates, and the rabbis were captured. There's a part of the legend is that one of the wives of the rabbis committed suicide by drowning herself in the Mediterranean rather than submitting to the advances of the pirate leader. the four